This is VOA News. 49. Richard Green. Authorities in Paris said Thursday that it will ban an anti-vaccination convoy from holding protests in the French capital. About 200 protesters had set out from the southern city of Nice on Wednesday in what they call a freedom convoy that would have converged on Paris and Brussels to demand an end to COVID-19 restrictions, inspired by truck drivers who have virtually shut down the Canadian capital of Ottawa and blocked a U.S.-Canadian border crossing. The demonstrators described themselves as opponents of France's health passport that was introduced earlier this year and prevents people who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 from going into restaurants, theaters, cinemas, and other venues. The Freedom Convoy was scheduled to arrive in Paris on Friday and last until next Monday. New Zealand police on Thursday arrested more than 50 people and began forcefully removing hundreds of protesters camped outside its parliament building for the last 3 days to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates and tough coronavirus restrictions. Inspired by the demonstrations in Canada, several thousand protesters had blocked streets near the parliament building in Wellington with trucks, cars, and motorcycles. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday told the protesters to move on, saying they are not a reflection of what the majority in the country feels. New Zealand spared itself from the worst of the pandemic by closing its borders and implementing strict lockdowns from the beginning. The Pacific nation of 5 million people has reported just over 18,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths. Meanwhile, U.S. news outlets say the Department of Homeland Security is warning that truck drivers in the United States are potentially planning to block roads in major metropolitan areas in protest of vaccine mandates in the coming days. The protests could impact the National Football League's Super Bowl championship game in Los Angeles next Sunday, as well as President Joe Biden's State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on March 1st. A DHS bulletin distributed to law enforcement agencies warns that a convoy of protesting truckers will potentially begin in California as early as mid-February and arrive in D.C. as late as mid-March. This is VOA News. The Philippines has lifted a nearly two-year ban on foreign travelers and a life-saving boost for its tourism and related industries that have struggled amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Fully vaccinated travelers who tested negative for the virus will also no longer be required to quarantine upon arrival. The government also ended a system that banned travelers from the worst-hit countries. The Pacific Archipelago imposed one of the world's largest, longest lockdowns and strictest mandatory quarantine periods to quell a pandemic that caused its worst economic recession since the 1940s and pushed unemployment and hunger to record levels. More than a million Filipinos lost their jobs in tourism businesses and destinations in the first year of the pandemic alone. The reopening had been set for December 1st, but was postponed as the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus spread. Satellite photos show hundreds of people in formation at a training ground in North Korea's capital in a possible sign the country is preparing for a military parade amid heightened animosities over its recent missile tests. The photos were released Wednesday by the 38 North website, which monitors North Korean activities. The group says the images taken last week were of a military training ground in Pyongyang, where rehearsals for past military parades occur. North Korea often marks important anniversaries with parades and other displays. Next week marks the 80th birthday of Kim Jong-il, the late father of current leader Kim Jong-un. And Russian Olympic figure skater Kamila Valieva practiced as usual Thursday morning, hours after a Russian newspaper reported she had tested positive for a banned substance. RBC newspaper said Wednesday that the 15-year-old Valieva had tested positive for a banned heart medication, which the World Anti-Doping Agency says can help endurance and increase blood flow efficiency. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News.